Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So I was asking all of the AI services, because we're not creative anymore. We just ask AI to do it for us, to come up with nicknames for the Manaya Holmes tag team. There's a few that are okay. Manna Holmes, the Clania combo. This one may be my favorite. Southpaw and Sink. Get it? Because Sean's a southpaw and Clay Holmes was a sinker. Southpaw and Sink. And then Anthony Gallo, who works here, just said simply H&M, which is a famous department store. H&M, Holmes and Manaya. So, there you go. Nothing's there yet, but we'll get there. We've got a few more days. They will next toe the rubbers on Sunday afternoon against the Washington Nationals, where the Mets will try the tag team again. We'll get to the confidence level Yankee fans have in Devin Williams, how Anthony Volpe will be handled moving forward, and our day at Citi Field. But let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Pete is in Merrick. Good afternoon, Pete.
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing?
It's wonderful.
Great. I was actually listening to the Rico right before I turned you guys on. We were talking, you're having the same discussion about the tag teaming. And I was just curious. I'm all for it. I was just curious what you would do, if it's a good problem to have, if the first starter is just cruising and looking good. You keep him in longer and, you know, maybe mess up the next guy's scheduling? Like, how would you handle something like that?
No, and it's a great, great question, because last night was perfect, right? The Mets scored a lot of runs, and Clay Holmes, you know, put a guy on base with two outs in the fourth inning. I was even saying to Tiki, boy, would he go to Manaya mid-inning? He had him warming up. But even though Clay's pitch count was down, I think we were all universally good with taking Clay Holmes out
right at
four innings and two runs. But he brings up the more complicated issue, which is, let's say on Sunday against the Nationals, Sean Manaya gets the start, and he retires literally the first 15 guys.
Yeah, you keep him in.
Do you?
Yeah, I think you have to. Because if he's rolling and he's not feeling any kind of stress, it would be a disservice to make Clay Holmes now work harder, in theory.
But haven't we seen enough of Sean Manaya, unless you assume everything's going to change, that in the fifth and sixth inning of some starts, he's lost it?
Mm-mm.
So aren't you preemptively trying to kind of get ahead of what's likely going to happen?
Let's take last night, for example. Because Clay Holmes, he pitched relatively well. He only gave up the two runs on two solo home runs.
Right, and then he gave up the double with two outs in the fourth inning, and that was it.
Right, but he kind of worked his way out of those things. And so, but you could tell, just like I could tell, man, he's laboring a little bit. We were actually dissecting where he lines up, stands on the mound.
Yeah.
And where he's on the right side of the mound, is he on the left side of the mound? Because early in the game, it was all two strikes, he moves to the right side of the mound. But then it kind of got random, and we just couldn't figure it out what it was. So it almost felt like he was trying to confuse, like use his setup to create, I don't know, confusion in the batter's mind, and then kind of sneaks nut strikes in. So it felt like he had lost it. It felt like he had lost command. So after the fourth inning, it made perfect sense to pull Clay Holmes. If you'd go one more inning, who knows what would have happened.
No, and even though the bottom of the order was coming up, like, to me it was, I'm getting ahead of this.
Yes.
Now, if a guy's pitching a perfect game, if a guy's dominating, obviously I think that's the area where it becomes more complicated, because there's a part of you that wants to ride it out. But my initial reaction to answer that question is, if I'm executing a tag team, I'm sorry, you're done. You gave me the four or five innings you required, and I'm not pressing my luck any further.
Right.
Because
you're only tag teaming if you have repeated examples of him not being able to get through seven innings.
Correct. Like, even before last year's breakout year for Sean Manaea, he was a five-inning pitcher.
Yeah.
It's not like he ever would go deep, deep into games. So I think if you already kind of have an idea of what that pitcher is, I think you got to show the wherewithal to say, I don't care how good you look, I'm taking you out after four or five innings.
Yep.
Now, that's a good problem to have. The other side of it is if the guy gets knocked out in the first inning. Well, the good news is the next guy coming in is also a starter.
Right.
So in a case like that, maybe you would ask for him to go deeper because you had to take your original starter out of the game so early. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. A couple of things. You can't call a tag team. You got to get another nickname. I mean, it's not going to work.
Thank you, Chris.
It's just not going to work. And the other thing is, I think that the other caller made a great point. I think you have to go into it with a very, very kind of loose rein on the whole thing. And, Evan, you're kind of describing, well, if this happens and this happens. Well, I mean, I just think that in the land of never-ending second guess, you know, you take a guy out and the other guy that first inning, I mean, it's just, it's got to be a little less than written in stone, if you know what I mean.
I think we're in the land of second guess no matter what you do. I mean, that's just the world we live in. And honestly, I think the reason why there's more second guessing of MLB managers today than there was 10 or 15 years ago is not just Twitter and sports talk radio. It's the fact that they're making more bullpen changes. Mm. There's more decisions to be made because it's not simply go get me eight innings.
Yes.
Like, what are you second guessing when a starting pitcher goes that deep into a game? So I'm not worried about the amount of second guessing managers are going to have. I think you're just using the smarts of realizing what starting pitchers in 2025 and beyond are. They're not guys that are going six, seven innings. Those are rare. And by the way, when they do it, like on those rare occasions, remember when David Peterson pitched the complete game? We all went nuts.
Yeah.
Do we know what he did in his next start? He didn't pitch well.
No.
Or how about that guy for the Guardians? Remember Gavin Williams took a no-hitter into the ninth inning? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But I do.
First the Mets, right?
First the Mets. That's the reason I bring it up.
Oh.
It was a Wednesday afternoon game. Was I off that day because I took Spence to the game?
No, the Yankees had a day game, too.
Yankees had a day game, too. So the Mets almost got no hit by Gavin Williams. It got broken up on a home run by Juan Soto. The next start.
Oh, I do remember that.
The next start Gavin Williams made. Of course, no one paid attention. Why would we? But I'll tell you what happened. He got bombed. So even when guys, by some miracle, go deep into games and we're all celebrating
it's not natural for them.
Yeah, they end up paying the tax eventually. So what I'm suggesting is avoid all of that unless you have someone who proves they can do it.
So this is exactly why presidents of baseball operations and general managers like David Stearns don't like paying high-priced pitchers.
Well, certain guys are worth it. See, I'd argue this, Teague. Yeah, a guy like Clay Holmes, a guy like Sean Manaea, a guy that you deem a four- or five-inning pitcher, sure, why would I want to pay them $20 million a year? But if you actually have a Tarik Skubal, if you actually have a Max Fried, or what we think Nolan McClain's going to be, what Paul Skenes is.
Even then, though he got beat yesterday.
It happens. Then you almost want to pay them more because they're so unique and so special.
Yeah.
Because guys don't normally do it. I think it would actually enhance the value of the high-end guys, but bring down the value of the guys that you're only asking four innings from.
Yeah, well, it would middle those guys that you're asking four or five. You're not at, don't even come to me with a whatever 20-something million, $28, $30 million a year request. You're 15. You're capped at 15. It's like that mid-tier of quarterbacks in the NFL. For the longest time, nobody knew what to pay him.
Right.
Now we know what it is. It's about $15 to $20 million. It's Justin Fields.
Yep.
Right? It's not, you don't want to disrespect the guy because he's going to be your starting quarterback, but you're not worth 60.
Right. The guys who are worth that high end are the guys that are that good. And, you know, right now when you have a starting pitcher that is capable of going seven innings every 5 or 6 days, mm-hmm. put your arms around them and hug them.
Yep.
And keep them long term and pay them because they're rare. Jerome in Hazlitt, New Jersey. Hey, Jerome.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, listen, first off, the nickname, you call it the law firm day. It covers all of baseball. This way, when it catches on, you know, it's who's pitching today? It's so-and-so, the law firm day. Anyway, I thought about this in the past, and I brought it up to people, and they told me I'm crazy. I like the idea. The only little tweak I would do is have, instead of being 4 innings, 5 innings, you go 5 innings, 4 innings. So if there's never a change in the way they score wins, the starting pitcher has the opportunity to get the win instead of just getting no decision or the possibility of a loss.
Yeah.
And then the guy doing the 4 innings at the end of the game gets the save. Because if you go more, I think it's more than 3 innings, yes. regardless of the score, you get
Correct.
A save.
Correct.
So it kind of massages the egos for both guys.
That's a good way to think about it. The question is, can your starter, whichever one you deem, can he get to 5 innings or get through 5 innings?
Yeah,
I think it's sometimes it's easier said than done. Because the only reason you're doing this is because these guys can't get deep in the game.
I think we got to kill the stat. I'm sorry. I appreciate what Jerome is saying. We're trying to massage everyone's ego. We want to get the guy a win. Who gives a rat's ass about wins? Does anybody care about wins? Mm. Is that like, Sean, you're a Yankee fan, right? You like the Yankees? How many wins does Max Fried have this year? Do you even know?
I have no idea. Don't care. I care about the wins.
15, 16?
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
I'm going to go look it up right now.
Well, I know Rodon's got
17, right? Yeah, I know he's got a lot of wins. Let me see.
He's tried to get 17. I think Rodon's got 16.
He's got 16. How many does Max Fried have? What was your guess?
I guess 16 as well.
He has 17. Oh, he leads the league.
Oh, he won last. That's right. He won his last time out.
Does anybody care?
No.
I used to care.
The only reason I care is because the Yankees have the top two win getters in Major League Baseball.
Well, and by the way, the reason that's the case is a testament to the fact that Fried and Rodon have gone deep in the games.
Yes.
And that's why guys like that, you wrap your arms around and you say, boy, I love them. They're valuable. Mm-hmm. They're capable of it. They're exonerated from this discussion.
Yep.
But Will Warren isn't. Cam Schlittler, as of now, isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Gil isn't. Most guys aren't. And there's a reason why Max Fried is paid a lot of money.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.